it just was crazy to think that they were getting away with this and you know, putting this contract and having 40 women every year for 50 years sign this contract. And that's when I made the decision, I'm gonna do something about this.
The film is called A Woman's Work, and it follows two women who are former NFL cheerleaders who filed lawsuits against their NFL teams and the NFL in general, alleging wage theft because they were not paid a minimum wage and other illegal employment practices. One woman is based in Oakland, California, and the other one, Maria, she is from here, from Buffalo, and she was a former Buffalo Jill. So I follow these two women over the span of 4 years as they're fighting this legal battle. But I think in talking to Maria and the other women, what's really important is that this team be run fairly, be run in a legal way, and the team be run in a way that's beneficial and respectful, and a team that values the women who, you know, work for them. And if that's not possible, then maybe, you know, it's better that there is no team right now because they don't want to see other women suffer.
Can we talk a little bit about the making of the film itself?
It started back in 2014 when, at the time, I had just graduated from film school at the University of Southern California, and I applied for a development fund from ITVS. They're the independent branch of PBS, in essence. And from there, brought on my producing partner, Elizabeth, and we applied to a bunch of different Arts Foundation grants. So myself, my producing partner, Elizabeth, our co-producer, Jin, our editor, Victoria, were all Asian American women working on this film. So that was really unique and a very interesting experience.
The film did premiere just this year at Tribeca.
Yes.
And it is getting really good reviews, so yes. That must be very satisfying for you.
Yes, it is very satisfying. And as a woman who is working in an industry that is very male-dominated, the film industry, that has, you know, a lot of problematic, toxic, illegal behaviors from men in power, I think this story is something that is really personal to me. And, you know, not everyone is going to agree or necessarily like what the message of the film is or what some of the things that are brought up in the film, but I just appreciate anybody being open to actually come and watch it, you know, to give it a chance to come to the table to have a dialogue about different opinions, because I think that's what we really need right now in this country.
They come out to the North Park this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They can watch the film, plus they can also participate in a Q&A panel discussion, right?
Right. With me, as well as Maria will be there, and also Sean, the lawyer for the case.
So if there were perhaps one takeaway that you'd like people to see in the film, what would that be?
So I think for me, the real target audience of the film is young women. I really want them to watch this film and feel empowered in a way that, you know, they can gain understanding of the systems in place that affect them and how it affects them and how they can prevent any kind of devaluation and exploitation within this larger system. For wider audiences, I would love for them to see that these are real women. What they do is real work, and it contributes to this huge corporation. I want them to acknowledge these women as human beings, you know, that have families, that have parents, that have kids, and all of the labor that goes into all of those roles. I think it's really important for that to be acknowledged and talked about, because this invisible labor in many ways is leading to the devaluation of women.